When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Listen, I got 36 expressions, sweet as pie to tough as leather. And that's 6 expressions more than all them Barrymores put together. Instead of just kicking me, why don't they give me a lift? It must be a plot, 'cause they're scared that I got such a gift. Well, I'm miffed, 'cause I'm the greatest star. I am by far, but no one knows it. Wait, they're gonna hear a voice, a silver flute. Ooh, 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 ooh. They'll cheer each toot. Yay, she's terrific. When I expose it, now can't you see to look at me that I'm a natural Camille? As Camille I just feel I've so much to offer. Kid, I know I'd be divine, because I'm a natural coffer. Some ain't got it, not a lump. I'm a great big clump of talent. Laugh! Woo-hoo-hoo. They'll bend in half. Did you ever hear the story about the traveling salesman? 1,000 jokes. Stick around for the jokes. 1,000 faces. I reiterate, when you're gifted, then you're gifted. These are facts. I got no axe to grind. Hey, what are they blind? In all of the world so far, I'm the greatest star. Who is the pip with pizzazz? Who is all ginger and jazz? Who is as glamorous as? Who's an American Beauty Rose?
Well, if there's any doubt who the greatest star in the 20th century of musical theater and beyond is, there is a 966-page tome, a weapon practically, to set you straight. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only one-of-a-kind signature, gorgeous NPR station. Well, of course, I'm talking about Barbra Streisand, and her memoir, long awaited over a decade, has finally come out. It's an extraordinary book. It is a big book. It is practically a weapon, but there you have it. And today's show is called My Show is Barbra, after its title. My name is Barbra, Barbra Streisand. Barbra appears on every page. But it is a really fascinating look at show business and how performers work. Yes, there's a lot of stuff about her clothes and her meals and her boyfriends, but stitched together, it is a remarkable book. And we are going to do a two-part show. We will take you up into 1973 today and read a little bit from the book and play the songs that she talks about. Well, she had always sort of gravitated between being a singer and an actress. And she says in the book that she didn't really like the contemporary, say, rock and roll songs or seemingly the Doris Day songs or the Edie Gourmet songs of her day. She was attracted to singers like Johnny Mathis. Of course, he was of the day, but Billie Holiday and Lee Wiley, who was this great singer who recorded some very independent records that her friend played her, almost impossible to find in 1962. So we'll hear a little bit of Lee Wiley singing Rodgers and Hart, and then we'll segue into Barbra at the Bonsoir nightclub in 1962. And you can see what she was talking about. She said, "I tried to put songs together in a way that flowed musically, lyrically, and emotionally. I was always conscious of not wanting to bore the audience. I wanted my shows to have rhythm and pace, so I might have picked songs that fed me as an actress. I could sense the audience being pulled along with me. It was a new feeling to realize I could change their mood along with me." So let's hear the progenitor, Lee Wiley, a surprising one, and into Barbra Streisand.
I don't know what day it is, or if it's dark or fair. Somehow that's just the way it is, and I don't really care. I go to this or that place, I seem alive and well. My head is just a hat place, my breast an empty shell, and I've a faded dream to sell. All alone and all at sea, why does nobody care for me? When there's no love to hold my love, why is my heart so frail? Like a ship without a sail. Out on the ocean, sailors can use a charge. I'm on the ocean, guided by just a lonely heart. Still alone, still at sea, still there's no one to care for me. When there's no hand to hold my hand, life is a loveless tale, like a ship without a care for.
I may be sad at times and disinclined to play, but it's not bad at times to go your own sweet way. Nobody's arms belong to me, no arms feel strong to me. I admire the moon as a moon, just a moon. Nobody's heart belongs to me today.
Well, that was Nobody's Heart. Nobody's Heart Belongs to Me, a Rodgers and Hart song sung live at the Bon Soir. That was supposed to be her first album for Columbia, but they thought the technical considerations weren't excellent enough for her. And thankfully, it got released a couple of years ago. What a seminal album that is. She wrote Nobody's Heart by Rodgers and Hart. What a great song to do, because the lyric says one thing while the character is feeling another. So I could pretend I was okay without a lover. Hey ho, who cares? But actually she does care. But she's not going to show you until the very end of the song, when her true feelings and mine come out. What a smart, smart thinker of a song. Well, she sang a lot of odd songs, auditioning for stuff when she was younger. Here is a really weird song. It's a TV song by Cole Porter that nobody would have known, but it appeared on her first album, and she makes it her own. Here is from the television show Aladdin, sung by Barbra Streisand.
Fancy fan or a turkey bone and turkey stand, or a slave that's awfully African, or a teapot early Ming. Come to the supermarket in old Peking. If you want to buy a kite or a pup to keep you up at night, or a dwarf who used to know Snow White, or a frog who loves to sing, come to the supermarket in old Peking. They have sunflower cakes, moonbeam cakes, gizzard cakes, lizard cakes, pickled eels, pickled snakes, fit for any king. If you want a bust of jade or an egg that's more or less decayed, or in case you care to meet a maid for a nice but naughty fling, come to the supermarket. If you come on an ostrich, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see Peking. If you want a gong to beat or a rickshaw with a sassy seat or a painting slightly indiscreet that is simply riveting, come to the supermarket and see Peking. Well, if you want some calico or a gentle water buffalo or a glowworm, guaranteed to glow or a cloak inclined to cling, come to the supermarket in old Peking. They have bird nest soup, seaweed soup, noodle soup, poodle soup, talking crows with the croup, almost anything. If you want to buy a saw or fish delicious when it's raw, or a pill to kill your mother-in-law, or a bee without a sting, come to the supermarket. If you come on a turtle, you can park it. So come to the supermarket. If you come on a goose, you can park it. So come to the supermarket and see cricket to pick it, not cricket. Oh no, it's just not comme il faut to pick it. You haven't any right, you know. You're acting in great haste. Just think of the predicament in which your boss is placed. And entre nous, I think it's in exceedingly bad taste. Not cricket to pick it, not cricket. Thank you. It's not cricket to pick it, not cricket. Atrocious and gauche, you know, to pick it. Go home and starve like gentlemen, not like a noisy brood. Real ladies never make a fuss, though they lack clothes and food. And money's never talked about, for that would be quite rude. Not cricket to pick it, not cricket. It's not picket to cricket, not picket. Uncultured and unmannerly to picket. You know you're misbehaving now, you mustn't lose your mind. You're being so inelegant and frankly quite unkind. Excuse my indiscretion, but you're all darned unrefined. Not picket to cricket, not picket. It ain't ticket to stick it, not pick it. Now, officer, give each man there a cricket. Oh, dear, where is your decency? Now, Vanderbilts or Astors, would asking such a vulgar way befitting only dastards? I beg you, get the hell away, you lousy buncher. What do you mean, disturbing the peace? Come with you, officer, you're bruising my bank. Get your hands.
That is a song from Pins and Needles, written by Harold Rome, who also wrote the score to I Can Get It For You Wholesale, which you all know was her Broadway debut. We did a show about Harold Rome last week. But Columbia, who was sort of tepid about her initially, Goddard Lieberson eventually signed her, our dear friend Goddard Lieberson, who she rightfully admires. And she recorded, I guess that's her only studio Broadway album, shows her sense of humor from that particular era and her, I guess, what was called her kookiness. Let us look a little bit at Harold Arlen. Here is a song that she sung for her audition for The Sound of Music as Liesel. Yep. She really connected with Harold Arlen. She writes in this book, here was a Jewish composer, the son of a cantor, writing the most extraordinary music set in Haiti. This is from House of Flowers. He knew how to find those minor notes that touch the heart and come from deep within out of pain and sadness, like the dark haunting melodies that were the essence of Hebraic music, gospel, and the blues. I liked To Sleep and Be because it was a song you could actually act. It had a story. Emotionally, you could do things with it, and that's what intrigued me. So here's a double header of Harold Arlen from Barbra Streisand's early days. So enjoy it.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with a morning new, and where the days go laughing by as love comes a-calling on you. Sleep on, bee, don't wake up, can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. Golden as a crown. come toward me. I will walk with my feet off the ground. That's my style. How do you do me? Watch me smile. But fare thee well. Any place I hang my hat is home. Sweetening water, cherry wine, thank you kindly, suits me fine. Kansas City, even Caroline, that's my cause any place I hang my hat is home. Birds roosting in the tree, pick up and go, and the going cruise. That's how it ought to be. I pick up too when the spirit moves. Some wind keeps a whispering roar. I'm going where a welcome mat is, no matter where that is. Cause any place I hang my hat
that was Any Place I Hang My Hat Is Home from the brilliant St. Louis Woman, sung by our focus, our greatest star today, Barbara Streisand. She came up at a time when a lot of pop singers, again, Edie Gourmet, Steve Lawrence, Robert Goulet, were singing songs from Broadway musicals, but hers were always off the beaten track. She never took the biggies. She said, I listened to as many Broadway cast albums as I could find. I gravitated to those songs because they had a story behind the lyric that you could hang on to as an actress. And I thought of each song as a miniature three-act play with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Singing suddenly became more interesting to me. I could see all the possibilities, and I used sense memory to build up an emotion. Well, here are two songs. Neither of them were on a cast album, and together the two shows they're from ran 9 performances. The first is from The Yearling, and boy, does she imbue this with everything she talks about in her book.
I'm all smiles, darling. Smiles were for you. I'm all chills, darling, through and through. But my cold hands, darling, warm to the touch of you. Skies. My heart must have painted those rainbows shining before my eyes. Can't you tell that I'm in love, darling, deep and true? No, he knew it. He smiled and seemed to tell me so. Touched me. Control myself
and try to act as if I remember my name. But he touched me. He touched me. And suddenly, nothing is the same.
Well, that was from Drat the Cat. Originally, She Touched Me, sung by Elliot Gould, who was her castmate in I Can Get It For You Wholesale, who she eventually became her boyfriend and her husband. And she loved the song when she heard it because he was in Drat the Cat. And so she obviously hung around rehearsals. I think she put some money into it, which she doesn't mention in her book. But she loved what she said, the first spark of love. She found it very moving. So that's a very important song. Originally, and also in a show with Leslie Ann Warren, Elliot Gould. Leslie Ann Warren was the star of Drat the Cat, and she appears a little later in the book as well. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And today's show is My Show is Barbara. Part one, we're paying tribute to this fantastic, nearly 1,000-page memoir of Barbara Streisand, so you can follow along with our show here, originally on WLIW-FM and sponsored by the Frederick Lowe Foundation. Well, Frederick Lowe's one of those composers that she actually didn't do much of. And we're going to hear two songs from major composers of the mid-60s when she was doing, you know, Funny Girl and then her nightclub act and her TV specials that she didn't really cover much. If she covered any more than these songs by Bach and Harnack and Cy Coleman and Dorothy Fields, respectively, send me a letter. Here is from She Loves Me, a beautiful recording from her People album.
Me when we meet, will the shy and quiet girl he's going to see be the girl that he's imagined me to be? The girl he sees. If he doesn't, will he know enough to know that there's more to me than I may always show? Will he say? Oh, this evening seems a million years away. It's insanity to worry so all day. I'll try not to. Got to Laugh all you want to, but I'm holding on to you right from here on in. You wanna bet you'll slough me off, and I'll beg till you soften, and 10-1 I'll win. You wanna bet on me, call me a pest, but quite strangely you'll be impressed. It's destiny then, by and by you and I will be we. What a great duet. You wait and see, though you don't agree.
That is a cut song from Sweet Charity. Well, Streisand clearly and quickly became a film star. There's lots of interesting stuff about making movies, which I think enchanted her more than the stage. She writes often she would get bored after 1 or 2 weeks, but movie making intrigued her. And of course, her film debut was in Funny Girl, part of a 3-movie contract with her producer, Ray Stark. And she got to sing Fanny Bryce's signature number in the movie because Julie Stein wanted all the songs in the stage version of Funny Girl to be his. And there's this wonderful section about her singing this song on the closing night of Funny Girl, which must have been extraordinary. But here we are from the movie, which won Babs an Academy Award.
Oh, my man, I love him so. He'll never know. All my life is just despair. But I don't care. When he takes me in his arms, the world is bright. All right. What's the difference if I say when I know I'll come back on my knees someday? For whatever my man is, I am his forevermore.
Whatever my man is, I am here. outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby. There's a slick town, Barnaby, out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it. Listen, Barnaby. Listen, Barnaby. Put on your Sunday clothes, there's lots of world out there. Get out the brilliantine and dime cigars. We're gonna find adventure in the evening air. Girls in white in a perfume night with the lights as bright as the stars. Put on your Sunday clothes, we're gonna ride through town in one of those new horse-drawn open cars. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's, and we'll close the town in a whirl, and we won't come home until we kiss a girl.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Dressed like a dream, your spirits seem to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look. Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile that makes you feel brand new down to your toes. Your feathers, your patent leathers, your beads and buckles and bows. Oh, there's no blue Monday in your Sunday. No Monday in your Sunday, no Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Put on your Sunday clothes when you feel down and out. Strut down the street and have your picture took. Just like a dream, your spirit seemed to turn about. That Sunday shine is a certain sign that you feel as fine as you look.
Beneath your parasol, the world is all a smile
that makes you feel brand new down to your toes.
Get out your feathers,
your patent leathers,
your beads and buckles and bows. For there's no blue Monday in your Sunday clothes.
Ermengarde, keep smiling. No man wants a little ninny. Ambrose, do a turn. Let me see. Mr. Hackle, Mr. Tucker, don't forget Irene and Minnie. Just forget you ever heard a word from me. All aboard, all aboard,
all aboard,
all aboard.
Silk high hat and a thunder knock. We'll wear a handmade gray suede bonnet and give a
That is from Barbara Streisand's second film, Hello, Dolly. She did not enjoy making that movie. Walter Matthau was a total jerk to her, her co-star, but so was Gene Kelly, the director. And those segments are pretty fascinating, but you'll hear the voice of Michael Crawford, who will appear with us on part two. She gets into things that enchanted her about movies. Her third movie, three musicals in a row, was On a Clear Day You Can See Forever, which has changed somewhat substantially from the stage version. But she writes a lot about Cecil Beaton, who dressed her beautifully in this section set in the early 19th century England, a song written just for the movie by Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane.
Existed in a dream till this evening, when a wave came and swept me out to sea. None of the loves that you have known could prepare you for the love raging everywhere in me. For all the arms that have covered you, the hands that have touched you, you have lingered on before, added together would be less than an olive in the banquet of love I have in store. Love season to entice, love with all the trimmings filled with spice, love before it's made. Toss in some jealousy and doubt, should it be required, not rest till there's nothing more desired. Thus loving as I do, never, never will you ever be untrue, having love with all.
Well, we've come to the end of part one of My Show is Barbara. And at an interesting point, around 1973, she had transitioned into more popular music. Clive Davis had taken over at Columbia Records and wanted her not to sing that Broadway stuff. Only old people like that. And she did do a wonderful TV special called Barbara Streisand and Other Musical Instruments. And she closed with a song, music by Richard Rodgers. That's not so strange. She did a lot of Rodgers and Hart. Very, very little Rodgers and Hammerstein, but she closes out with a Rodgers song. So you all know what it is. Here is the end of our first part of our tribute to Barbara Streisand. I hope you enjoyed it. I did.
Which will never be defined. for me to see.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.